said you're going to do beautiful design. She said, you can do it from head to foot. She said, but you need to stop running. And I was a track star. And I continued running. But I never forgot her words. I never did that. And when I lost the factory, in 2020, that's during COVID. In 2022, trying to keep myself afloat, I opened another business called Head of Operations, right where I go. I opened another business called Head of Operations, which is for my daughters. We turn normal slippers, we call flip flops, and we make them luxury items. Caps, luxury caps. And let's say luxury, I mean, think bling, pearls, beads, ribbons, anything, flowers, we make them, turn it into a fashionable item. Actually, Maria Bola is a testament of that because she had a competition during COVID, mask walls, and I won most wearable design. I made it out of a little mask. And I still have a competition. And I started to make what we would call fast clothing. With a piece of jersey, make a dress, top, but it started to be common. And I didn't realize it until quite a while after. I'm like, okay, everything is covered, a lot less fitting, but I didn't mind. It was, and started to gain momentum because I could barely keep up with the orders I was getting. Fast forward to meeting and marrying my husband. So, who is literally a walking billboard for my design. Everybody, because up to yesterday, he's like, yes, I know all your designs. Your husband is show up on you. Thank you for that. And dressing a few of you. I realize this is exactly what we're doing. I sit at that machine for hours on it without a complaint, without batting an eyelid. Sometimes 4 hours, 5 hours later, my daughter would come around the corner, you eat it. And then I would realize, my baby has come back, but the control can come another person. Right? This is long in the making. There's a piece of me coming out in fabric to you. I have so much to say, but I don't want to be out on. But I thank you so much for being a part of this. And I hope you enjoy it. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what I can do, what I realize that I can do. And by the way, with all that I do, all that you will see, all that I have on the internet, I have never been to a school to learn anything that I do. This is literally born putting it into it. And I only learned about a month and a half ago through Bible study. By the way, through Bible study, I learned that sewing is actually a gift from God. Designing is a gift from God. Because not everybody can put this fabric and that color together, this fabric and that fabric together, and make it work. So when I learned that, I was blown away because I never looked at it that way. I didn't even know it. As when I look back on where I've been to where I am now as a person, sewing machine. My mother, I bought a door and watched my mother sew. I didn't want to buy that. And so now to be here to see this come together is really humbling.